The UN Security Council has apparently reached an agreement on resuming the oil for food program to provide humanitarian relief to the Iraqi people. The U.S. ambassador at one point walked out during the debate. Germany's ambassador, Günter Pluger, says that after 1 week of negotiations, the Security Council is ready to vote on Friday on a resolution to give UN Secretary General Kofi Annan administrative control of the Oil for Food program.
It provides for the necessary changes and adjustments in the Oil for Food program in order to enable the Secretariat and the Secretary General to keep this program going as soon as the situation on the ground allows.
Mr. Pluger says that discussions focused on practical and technical matters. However, during an open debate, the disagreement apparently centered on political differences among some Security Council members divided over the war in Iraq. Permanent members Russia, which has veto power in the Council, voiced opposition. Speaking through a translator, Russia's ambassador Sergei Lavrov told the Council that his country opposes what he called attempts to legitimize the use of force against Iraq or to shift responsibility for the Iraqi people to the United Nations programs.
While humanitarian issues are important, there is no more urgent job now than trying to halt the war and returning to the path of a political settlement within the context of the Security Council.
Council member Syria expressed similar opposition to any immediate U.S. and British control of the UN program on the ground. To respond to humanitarian needs, the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who met with British Prime Minister Tony Blair late Thursday, is also expected to announce Friday the largest aid drive the United Nations has ever undertaken to raise more than $2 billion for Iraq. However, the Oil for Food program has currently contracted nearly $9 billion of food and supplies for delivery to the Iraqi people. The Oil for Food program, the sole source of food for about 60% of Iraqis, was suspended prior to the fighting. In the debate, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Negroponte, appealed to the Council to overcome its differences.
Progress on this resolution must accelerate, putting political debating points aside, if we are to minimize any interruption of the program. There would be serious humanitarian implications for the people of Iraq if the Council fails to do so.
Mr. Negroponte walked out of the Council chamber at one point after the Iraqi ambassador, Mohammed al-Dori, accused the U.S.-led coalition of trying to exterminate the Iraqi people. Jenny Badner, VOA News at the United Nations.